'Tis the season for tubas. Throughout the holidays, musicians around the world unite for annual Tuba Christmas concerts. Boston's is tomorrow. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with the events coordinator about these kind of goofy heavy metal performances.
Tubas are rarely the stars in orchestras and ensembles.
So often as a tubist, you sit in the back going bum, 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 bum.
37-year-old Natalie Sheeler says getting to play holiday melodies with more than 100 other low brass musicians is one of the joys of Tuba Christmas.
It was created in order to bring attention to the tuba family, which often doesn't get as much attention as other families of instruments.
Tuba titan and proponent Harvey Phillips founded the event to honor his teacher William Bell, who was born on Christmas Day 1902. The first concert took place at New York's Rockefeller Center in 1974, and the low brass love fest spread to cities across the globe.
I've gone to the Boston Tuba Christmas the last 8 years since I've lived here. And every year, my father and I play alongside each other at the Tuba Christmas.
Sheeler's father travels from Pittsburgh for this all-age, all-level event.
There have been people from California. There have been people from other countries, you know. And they just are so happy to play Christmas carols together on their favorite instrument that it's become a tradition.
Sheeler's instrument isn't actually a tuba. The music teacher from Plymouth plays the euphonium.
So the tuba is the lowest member of the brass family. The euphonium sounds an octave above. It looks like a little mini tuba, and I can show you mine here.
There's also the larger, more curvaceous marching band instrument known as the sousaphone.
Some of them actually have double bells, and they actually have had those over the last couple of years at the Boston Tuba Christmas events. One person has already emailed me that they might bring what's called an ophicleide. This is an old, more kind of bassoon-looking version of a tuba.
Altogether, Sheeler says they're a pretty eclectic bunch.
It looks very Dr. Seuss-like, or kind of like the brass band that you'll see in the Harry Potter movies. Whenever you hear 100 or 200 tubas together, it's just so much sound that it's show-stopping. It makes your whole body vibrate in a way that kind of like when you go to a rock concert.
Some tubists even refer to their music as heavy metal.
The low brass personality tends to be the kind of goofy, fun personality that's like a little bit silly and a little bit more lighthearted. And I think that this event suits that personality, certainly.
We wish you a tuba Christmas. We wish you a tuba Christmas. We wish you a tuba Christmas and a happy new year.
Sing-alongs, festive sweaters, tubas decorated with tinsel and Christmas lights are all part of the wacky spectacle. Sheeler is conducting for the first time this year and looks forward to regaling audiences with insights into these huge yet humble instruments.
This is the Euphonium and Tuba Awareness Day, so I hope they walk away with a little bit more understanding of what these instruments are.
And with a little more boom to kick off their holiday spirit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.